To the US now, President Donald Trump has used a speech announcing police reforms to defend the police. He signed the executive order encouraging police departments to adopt higher professional standards following weeks of protests against racism and police brutality sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. That is in contrast to his recent public comments and tweets where President Trump had called for crackdowns on protesters, emphasising a forceful and militarised response to them. President Trump used the opportunity to express support for police and push back on calls for more fundamental reforms.
Americans want law and order. They demand law and order. They may not say it. They may not be talking about it, but that's what they want. Some of them don't even know that's what they want, but that's what they want. And they understand that when you remove the police, you hurt those who have the least, the most.
Our correspondent in Washington, D.C. is Simon Marks. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Corin.
Now, I watched a bit of this morning. This seemed like a more traditional, if I can say that, more traditional presidential response to a significant crisis.
Well, more traditional in the sense that the president walked into the Rose Garden of the White House and certainly used the bully pulpit of the presidency to unveil this executive order on policing reform, but less traditional in the sense that the executive order doesn't really address the central complaints that protesters have been making, namely charges of systemic racism within police forces across the country, nor does it have any immediate sort of dramatic impact on the 18,000 police forces that exist from coast to coast, because remember that each of those police forces reports to local authorities, and the President of the United States has got very little power at his fingertips to direct what happens in each of these specific 18,000 police forces. Nonetheless, he says that he's going to incentivize police forces to follow what he referred to as best practices in training. I mean, I think one would have hoped they were doing that anyway. He is also encouraging forces to share more information with one another about officers who break the rules, and certainly that was a timely announcement given that we now know that one of the officers involved in the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta over the weekend had been reprimanded for a use of force incident back in 2016. So the president's trying to close that loophole. I think it's also worth making the point, Corin, that in his presentation today, President Trump was very unfocused. He seemed to lack a lot of energy. There were moments during his appearance in the Rose Garden where he was noticeably slurring his speech, not following his script properly. At one point, he said he did not want to defend the police. In fact, what he meant to say was defund the police. That's been corrected on the official White House transcript. And after a weekend in which we saw the president having a bit of difficulty making his way down a ramp of stairs at the West Point Military Academy, struggling to lift a glass of water to his lips, I think this appearance may only have fueled concerns that he may be battling a bit of ill health.
Right. Well, he certainly was obviously using the auto cue. I could see that. But he had met with families of victims of police shootings. And I just, it was curious because the response seemed as though a reflection that the White House is clearly conscious of this incredible movement and is trying to respond.
Yes, and I think, you know, to be fair, we haven't seen very much coming out of any White House on the issue of police reform for many, many years, despite the welter of cases that stretch all the way back to the Rodney King riots of the early 1990s. This has been a festering sore at the heart of American society, and this is a president seeking at least to respond to the demands for something to be done. Now, he characterizes himself as a law and order president. You heard him in those remarks again suggest that the American people are craving law and order, but his critics will say, well, it depends on what your definition of law and order is, because so many of these families are saying that they want a change in the basic interactions that occur between minority suspects and predominantly white police officers that lead to the kind of violence that we saw meted out to George Floyd 3 weeks ago, Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta last Friday night, and who knows who the next victim will be, but unfortunately there is bound to be one. Protesters, of course, are advocating for defunding the police. They don't find any support for that from Joe Biden, the president's opponent in this November's presidential election. So if this subject is going to take off as a major political issue between now and November, we've certainly seen both the president and Joe Biden stake out turf that disappoints some of the more vocal activists who have been taking to the streets all over the country.
Simon Marks, thank you very much for that. Our Washington, D.C. correspondent there. It's